first wanted to give all the glory to my Lord and Jesus Christ for inspiring me, for calling me to serve in this capacity. I'm so grateful for that. And the support of my family and those who volunteered their time for my campaign. They've been such an encouragement to me, and I truly treasure each one of them. And finally, my heartfelt thanks to the voters in House District number 37 who took the time to engage in their civic duties to vote for me in this general election. I want to say thank you for that. And I look forward to serving at the State House. So thank you to everyone for the great support shown to me over this last few months.
Well, Representative-elect Barb Kniff-McCullough just making a statement for us here following her victory in House District 37. Barb, obviously I've known you a long time, and you kind of jumped into the political foray and won the primary back in June. And now here we are now winning the general election in November. I know you gave your thoughts and thanks and all the above, but now that it's time to serve, what is your focus these next few months as you get ready to go to the State House in January?
Well, it's been an amazing year so far of learning about things that are working well in Iowa. There maybe needs to be a tweak or two on some things not working. And I'm thinking that with this journey, we're going to be looking at some problems within possibly the trucking industry, the workforce issues for seasonal employees, which is a concern for my business at KLK. The medical malpractice is another piece that we maybe need to take a peek at. I believe in small businesses and Main Street USA, and those are things that are going to be part of my focus here as we get up to the Capitol.
Well, and as people get ready, obviously you'll be celebrating here for a little bit. And as your attention turns toward serving, I imagine another piece will be the learning side and also getting ready to respond to constituents. As that process unfolds, what do you hope to hear from your constituents in District 37 these next few months ahead of getting up to the State House? And what are the things you'll be listening for from voters as you prepare to serve on that first day when you're sworn in January?
Well, I hope that the people from District 37 make sure and know that our doors are always open and that they can call me if they've got comments or questions, because they're the ones that put me up there at that State House. And I want the open door policy that I am there for them. I want to listen to their concerns, but I also want to listen to when they say, well done, that they believe that what we did was right for them.